Mississauga's number one. 91.3 FM. We are Power FM. Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power.
The Power FM News. Brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government restates position on Archbishop Banda and says matter is between him and the DEC.
Movement for National Renewal, MNR, founder lawyer John Sangwa State Council, has disclosed that the movement has made a meaningful progress since its launch in October 2025.
At least 30 killed in market attack in Nigeria's Niger State, in international news.
And in sports news, Bafana Bafana team doctor, Dr. Tulani Ngwenya, excited about serving Bafana Bafana at 2026 World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and Reliable News every day. I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekina Sakala.
Government through the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has warned against attempts to politicize the summoning of Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, saying the matter is strictly targeted at the Archbishop as an individual. Addressing journalists in Lusaka yesterday, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbo clarified that the matter is between the law enforcement and concerned individual. Archbishop Banda has been summoned to appear before the anti-money laundering unit of the DEC today, Monday, January 5th, 2026, in his personal capacity and not as a representative of the Catholic Church, emphasizing that no person is above the law. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwimbo is concerned that the summoning of the Archbishop is turning into a political concern, warning that, quote, by political actors and members of the public to march from the Cathedral Jesus premises to the DEC offices would be unlawful. He reminded the sympathizers to the Archbishop that the Public Order Act, which is still in force and will be effected without fear on any unlawful gathering when Catholic Bishop appears for investigations. Further, warning that political processions or mass mobilization would not be allowed. He said Archbishop Banda's appearance before the DEC would allow lawful procedures, with a commission determining who may accompany him, including legal representatives and, if permitted, bishops.
We are aware of some motivation by the political players over this. We want to say that this is not a political. This is a matter between the Drug Enforcement Commission and Archbishop. There have been allegations that this government is targeting the Catholics. Not at all. We are not targeting the Catholic Church whatsoever. This matter is between between Archbishop Banda and Drug Enforcement Commission. The matter is specific. The matter is specific. It has nothing to do with the Catholic Church. And this matter is in public domain. I will not want to delve into the issues surrounding this particular matter. But I would want to make it very clear that it has nothing to do with the Catholic Church.
Movement for National Renewal, MNR, founder lawyer John Sangwa State Council, has disclosed that the movement has made meaningful progress since its launch in October 2025 and that its deadline to reach 1 million target has been moved to the end of February this year. In a statement released to Powerful News, State Council John Sangwa revealed that the movement registered about 100,000 members as of 31st December 2025, representing 10% of the targeted 1 million. Mr. Sangwa added that the 10% achievement is commendable as it does not only provide a strong foundation on which to build on, but it also confirms the desire for national renewal as being real as well as growing, and that citizens are increasingly prepared to organize, participate, and engage responsibly in civic process. Last year in October, Mr. Sangwa stepped away from the active legal practice at his law firm to join politics, following both local and international calls for him to consider public office. To this effect, Mr. Sangwa thought of mobilizing citizens across the country under the banner of the Movement for National Renewal, also known as MNR, a civic movement devoted to rebuilding Zambia on the foundations of integrity, truth, and constitutional discipline. The movement also aimed to lay groundwork for citizens to participate meaningfully and responsibly in the democratic process leading to the 2026 general election and beyond. Mr. Sangwa stated that he can only seek public office if the Zambian people are ready to walk this path, adding that national renewal cannot come from sacrifice alone, but from a collective decision to change the country's direction. He emphasized that 1 million represents a serious national threshold, a critical mass of informed and committed citizens capable of building legitimacy, defending the Constitution, and demanding accountability.
In another special development, the United Party for National Development has welcomed government's decision to allow eligible mining companies to pay taxes and royalties using the Chinese yuan, calling it a strategic economic reform. UPND Media Director Maximo Wei says the move will reduce exchange rate risk, lower transactions costs, and improve efficiency in revenue collection. He adds that the decision will also strengthen Zambia's debt management, noting that China is the country's largest bilateral creditor and many of Zambia's external obligations are linked to Chinese financing. Mr. Simoe says allowing yuan payments will help government better match revenues with the debt service requirements and reduce currency mismatch risk. UPND has urged governments to extend the use of the yuan to broader Zambia-China trade and investment activities, including imports, exports, and project financing. Mr. Simoe emphasizes that the move is not political, but a sound economic reform aligns the new Dawn government's commitment to fiscal discipline and economic transformation.
Now, with the introduction of the same currency to be used, it means the price that will be quoted in China will be the price that will be quoted in Zambia, because the value of the money that we are using is the same. We'll buy those things using yuan, which they are giving us. As a matter of fact, over 65%, if not 70% of the products that we are consuming in Zambia and later on in Africa are coming from China. So what is the point of us changing our kwacha into dollar before we buy something in China, when we can allow for the use of Chinese yuan so that the value is not affected by forex? This is what government is trying to cure. It's an intelligent approach to trade and investment. And even when it comes to debt contraction, the value that they'll quote in yuan when they are lending Zambia will not be affected by forex.
Zambia has recently seen an increase in residential fire outbreaks. According to some housekeepers or maids, their lack of knowledge about using gas stoves has significantly contributed to most fires. The majority of them interviewed in Lusaka cast the problem on their employers. They claim that most employers have not taken time to educate them on how to use such stoves, which have recently been seen as one of the leading causes of house fires. More in the following report.
Housekeeping as part of the informal sector plays a significant role in many households, particularly in developing countries, including Zambia. Workers in this sector can provide essential services such as cleaning, cooking, child care, despite their negative perception on their ability to learn or conform to new technology. This can lead to a range of challenges and implications not only for workers and the broader economy, but also to property. According to Naomi Mulambo, a housekeeper of over 30 years experience in domestic keeping, said lack of knowledge about using gas stove has significantly contributed to most fires in the country. She claims that most maids are not oriented on how to use such stoves.
So my bosses are advasiana. Venango wana chifundo. Venango wakabula machine washi. Wazaku itana. Oh, Naomi. Bwana nikulangize. Mosebezi kilatani. Machine wash. Apa nisua. Venango my bosses ya wavene muona. Azaka but in a maybe. Sanga sewezi setani. O machine wash. O gas stove. Koma in a nemune waki. Eve azamba kuwasha tabi na nani. Wansara naka ataka maya ndi kutu. Hapa nijeka tabeze mzive mwesi la gasi stove. Mwesereze la gasi stove. Wansu kwa ikatabeze kuwasha kushita buwani. Nishu wa soko neza. Ija gasi uvaji shoko mwaza kutini. So mbili wakuta kwa zero. So kambi kini uvati gasi. Uku ya apia. Chabumuka. Kushita buwani. So no. Chima yopa nice. Munga pa kumbali yanga inengati marasha nona na itavuta nima mikinga suwa kai ilisi naika kuzeli ija mujemulema na mizira naika mumutu na sunga so nye mikinga suga naika kuzeli na sivinzi sapati naka gasya, naka karaita na sivinzi sapa na yasha.
Meanwhile, she has